Hey GWA, I have wanted to do Mrs. Yummy Mixer questionnaire for a long time. I just never got around to it. I'm gonna try to make this not super long because I probably have a tendency that I can just go on and on and on, especially when talking about this stuff. So I'm just gonna try to keep my answers short and concise, but we'll see how that goes. Okay. Do post tags matter, or do you just read the title? The tags definitely matter. I always struggle with making an accurate title, so I tend to put more emphasis on making good tags. But I mean, sometimes a title will grab my attention, but I think like if there's something that has a lot of fantastic tags, then that will probably make me more likely to click on it. How much time do you spend making or editing an audio? It depends on the audio, really. I like to not have to edit it a lot, but sometimes I have to, depending if things happen. So anywhere between like half an hour to an hour, depending on what it is. I can be kind of a little bit of a perfectionist, so when I'm editing it myself, I tend to spend a lot of time. What are the pros and cons of recording? I guess cons could be like getting found out. Pros, I mean, I've met so many fantastic people in here. Y'all know who you are. It's just a fantastic community, really accepting and open, and I think that's probably the things that I have loved the most about recording. And it's also gotten me to be a little bit more comfortable in being very open about my kinks and just being more confident sexually, I guess. After listening to Chippewa, have you gotten any new kinks? Not really. I never really knew that I was into, I think like a lot of people, I didn't really know that I was into DDLG, but definitely am. There's no going back now. Do you like the sound of your own voice? I do listen to my own recordings, not necessarily to get off, but I don't hate the sound of my own voice. I don't know if I would go so far as to say that I like it, but we'll see. Which kind of audio is my favorite? I really like collabs. Anything, I'd like seeing the dynamic, or hearing, not seeing, hearing the dynamic between two people. That is really, really appealing to me. I don't really like SI audios. Or I also like ones that are teasing. And, I mean, no surprise, but ones that are very dominant sounding, so. Do you have any regrets about clips you have made? No, I mean, why? I try not to have regrets about most things, so definitely not about the audios. I mean, there's some that I've done that I haven't done as well as others, but I had fun making all of them, so I don't regret any of them. Do you have a Gone Wild audio crush? Yes, multiple, but I'm not gonna tell you. Explain yourself. Would you have sex while a porno is being played? Yes, and have done that. It is hot, but I find that I tend to not look at it once the sex is happening. Yeah, it's just kind of playing in the background. I mean, sometimes then you kind of want to outdo them or like mimic what they're doing, but I'm not a huge, I do like some porn, But I find that a lot of porn is especially unrealistic, so trying to mimic it while you're having sex and watching it is just not going to happen. What is your most embarrassing, funny sexual experience alone or with someone else? Ooh, I haven't had a lot of, like, embarrassing or funny things happen. Usually things go pretty smoothly for me. Yeah, I'm gonna have to actually pass on that. I mean, like, I'm kind of upset that I don't have a story to tell, but at the same time, I'm, like, actually really happy because then that means that my sex has all been pretty okay. I mean, except for when I was, like, a teenager, but whatever. That's everybody's life. If lying is wrong, are white lies okay? I think that in some cases you can avoid that a white lie can protect somebody. I think you have to kind of weigh the pros and cons of what the benefits are versus what the effects are of that. So I'm going to say a tentative yes, but it depends on the situation. I would tend to avoid doing that at all costs, but if the outcome of telling the truth is actually going to hurt the person, then I would probably more often than not opt for the white lie. Would you prefer to watch others have sex or have others watch you have sex? Definitely have others watch me have sex. I'm pretty sure I mentioned this in my TWAC questionnaire thing. Definitely a huge exhibitionist, so yeah, definitely have others watch me have sex, which has happened, and fantastic. So, what's the weirdest way you have ever gotten yourself off? I don't know if I've ever done it, like, in a weird way. I've done it in, like, public bathrooms and stuff. Is that weird? I don't know if that's really weird. I think a lot of people have done that, especially the people that are on here. What's the fastest way to get me to come? Probably fucking me with my legs on the guy's shoulders and then putting a hand on my throat. Surefire way. Gets me every time. There's something just about the angle, and then as soon as the hand goes on my throat, and usually I'm forced to, like, look at them in their eyes, just, yeah, definitely that way. So what is something about someone that can instantly turn you off? Insecurity and awkwardness. Absolutely. And being condescending, I guess. I had a date recently that was just all of those fucking things, and it was so horrible. And yeah, I mean, like, I think because I tend to be fairly confident that if somebody's not, I need somebody to be equally or more confident than I am, especially in a dominant situation. So yeah, I would say awkwardness, insecurity, and condescension. Favorite place to come or have someone come on you? In my throat, by far. Definitely. Not in my mouth, but deep in my throat. But honestly, sometimes when I'm having sex and then they'll ask me, where do I want to come? I like having their come wherever they want to come. So I love, I guess this is part of me being submissive, but I just really like pleasing. So wherever they want to come, I will generally be okay with that, as long as it's safe. What music would you like to have playing while you're having sex? Yeah, I generally don't have time for music. Yeah, nothing. I don't know. I mean, sometimes if music is playing, then that's cool, but I'd never really go ahead and, like, set music up. Do you think that love equals sex? Do they go hand in hand? No. You can love someone and have bad sex. You can have sex with somebody and definitely not love them. I think that when you have both, that it can be fantastic, but I don't think that love equals sex. It would be nice if it did. what do you prefer to be called or say? So daddy, Sarah, master, kitten, baby girl, slut. Definitely prefer saying daddy and sir. Master takes a little bit more effort on my part to say, what do I prefer to be called? Well, my general name is Pet, which I really enjoy, but slut also works extremely well. Again, same thing with the whole where somebody wants to come thing. Generally, whatever somebody wants to call, I like being named, so if they want to call me something, and as long as I'm okay with that name, then that's what I enjoy. But I did pick Pet, so I like Pet. Are you more of a moaner, screamer, grunter, growler, or silent? moaner, sometimes a screamer, not always a grunter. I growl sometimes. I'm never silent, unless I have to be. When was the worst time you've been turned on? I don't know. I really should have read through these questions and, like, had some kind of answer at the ready. When was the worst time you've been turned on? I have no idea. I'm gonna pass on that. Maybe I'll write it in the comments if I, like, remember. What's your most extreme fetish? I guess the amount of pain that I like and that I can take. A lot of people say that they like spanking and stuff, but I like to have bruises that make people cringe when they see them. And I really, really get off on the pain I can come just from having a threshold session. So yeah, I would say definitely the pain aspect of my kinks is my most extreme thing. What's one thing you're embarrassed to admit you'd like to try in bed? Water sports, maybe? I don't know. Maybe. We'll see. Preferences. If answer is no, then would you? Do you consider hair pulling sexy? Fuck yes. Instant trigger for me. Instant. Do you enjoy bondage? Fuck yes. Are you into playing with hot wax? Not sure. I've actually never done it. I definitely would, though. Have you ever been with somebody older than you? Yeah. I think the oldest guy I had been with was 20 years older than me. And you guys don't know how old I am. But, I mean, like, based on that, you can kind of figure out how, if they're, like, sexually still active or whatever. Anyway, would you ever kiss someone of the same sex? Yes, I have, and done more than that. Have you ever tried anal? Yes, and enjoyed it a lot. Do it again. Have done it again frequently. Have you ever been double penetrated? No. I've been fucked with a plug. And then I've had a plug in my ass and then been fucked at the same time, but never actually double penetrated on my sex bucket list. Have you ever had sex in public? Didn't I just say I was an exhibitionist? Yes. Yeah, many places, many times. Definitely. Because this doesn't say to explain, I'm just going to give you a teaser. So I'm not going to explain some of these things. Do you like being handled roughly? Yes. yeah, that's an understatement. I like being thrown around on a bed. Not to say that I don't like being, like, caressed and touched softly and stuff too. But, Yeah. I like being rough handled for sure. Are you very verbal in bed? I moan a lot and I make a lot of sounds. I don't know if I'm always super verbal unless I'm told to be. It takes me a little bit of time, I think, to become comfortable being, especially like talking and saying things and whatever. Usually the first few times I'll do a lot of moaning and stuff, which I think is communication in some sense. Do you like receiving pain or giving it? Receiving, clearly, definitely, a lot of it, all the time, please. What is your favorite item for spanking? I prefer impact items, so like hard paddles and things like that, or hands. For other parts of my body, I prefer smaller things like a flogger or cane or something like that for like more of a stinging sensation. So like on my thighs or like my tits or something like that. But on my ass, I definitely like the harsh, strong impact of a paddle. What's the worst porn you have watched? I don't know if she means worst as in like makes me feel like a horrible person for having watched that. Or worst as in, like, was badly acted. I don't know if I want to answer the former because then I'm like, whatever. Okay, fuck it, whatever. I have watched bestiality porn, so there's that. When I was younger and I was like, oh, what's this? I'm just going to watch all the different types of porn there are. And okay, that's interesting. and... yeah, so maybe that's the worst porn. It was just, like, super amateur and, like, not, I don't know. When I'm watching porn, I like knowing that the girl is enjoying it, or if she's not, that it's, like, a kink.com thing where there's the before and after interviews where, like, even if they know, they seem like they're not enjoying it, they really, really are. And so for amateur stuff, a lot of the times, if that's present, I don't necessarily know the backstory and stuff. So yeah, that kind of can make me uncomfortable sometimes when I'm watching porn. What's the weirdest fetish you've ever heard of? I don't know about weird. I don't like saying like weird fetishes. I kind of have a little problem with that because I think by saying that a fetish is weird, it's kind of in a way making it I don't want to say exactly kink shaming, but by saying something is weird, it's saying that it's not normal, and then therefore some fetishes are normal. So I'm just not going to answer that. If you become a person of the opposite sex for a day, what would you do? Get a blowjob for sure, and just have sex all the time. Not really much different from my normal day to day. Also maybe be like especially nice and respectful to women and just like be a fantastic man, what I would want a guy to be like, with me, maybe not one of those douches on the street. What do you wish you had invented? Fuck. I don't know. I don't really care. The vibrator to keep it sexy. If I want to act, well, no, I was going to say if I want to make money, then I do something else. But no, I think vibrators do pretty well. So the vibrator, but that was a long time ago. What would you do in life if you did not need to work for money? I really enjoy my job, so I'm just gonna say that. I would probably maybe go back to school again, in theory. But I do really like my job, so I would want to keep doing it anyway, even if I wasn't getting paid. I say that now, but maybe not. Do I have any scars? Yep, quite a few. What's your most used phrase, dirty or not? I say a lot, which I've noticed in this. I use a lot of adverbs, so like ridiculously and incredibly and all of those types of things. Dirty. I beg a lot. So a lot of pleases. And I need it, I think is something that I say a lot. When did you last laugh so much it hurt? I think when I was listening to Danish's, or now Cuddly Bear, or Sir, when I was listening to his Humiliate Me post-challenge, and when he started singing Celine Dion, that was probably the last time I laughed really, really hard. So I'm going to say that. How do you feel about aliens and ghosts, real or not? Aliens, probably yes. I want to say yes. I feel like the universe is just too big, and I think that's generally most people's reaction to that question. Ghosts, no. Definitely not. I think there's lots of explanations for things. I'm very critically minded, so I'm going to say an emphatic no on the ghosts. All right, so how long was that? That took officially, oh wow, only 21 minutes. Woohoo! That was the fastest that I think I've ever done one of these. All right, if you have any other questions, you can just say it in the comments. If I think of things that I like couldn't answer during this, and I'll post it in the comments. But yeah, so thanks for listening, and I'll talk to you guys soon. Mwah.